Hi, everybody. So first, I want to send out good well wishes to Christine Telfer. It was because of her that we're all gathered here tonight. This was her brainchild. And it would have been a better evening if she was here. She's a wonderful poet and a wonderful person. And I've been translating French poetry since I was 8 years old, which I know is really young, and I'm not going to read anything tonight from that far back, so you don't have to worry about that. But it was my mother, Janet, who taught me to read French, and she used poetry to do it. And so I got a taste very young for the heady stuff that is French poetry. To me, it's some of the purest poetry in the world. It comes directly from the imagination, and it feeds the imagination. And I've always loved especially the French surrealist poets. Surrealism bends and breaks all the physical laws of reality, but in order to achieve a higher emotional reality. And so what I'm going to begin by reading tonight, back in 2005, I translated a bunch of prose poems by Paul Eluard, and Genevieve Kaplan published it as a chapbook, and it turned out very nice. And it's called Woman Bathing Light to Dark, and I'm going to read a few poems from here. He places a bird on the table and closes the shades. He fixes his hair. His hair in his hands is softer than a bird. She tells the future, and I'm in charge of making it come true. The bruised heart, the aching soul, the broken hands, the white hair, the prisoners, the entire water covers me like a raw wound. We sleep with red angels who show us the desert without lowercase letters and without tender and desolate awakenings. We sleep. A single wing breaks us, evasion. We have wheels older than the feathers flown away, lost to explore the cemeteries of laziness, the only luxury. The bottle, which we envelop in the linens of our wounds, does not resist any desire. Let's take the hearts, the brains, the muscles of rage. Let's take the invisible flowers of pale young girls and rickety children. Let's take the hand of remembrance. Let's close the eyes of memory. A theory about trees delivered by the robbers slaps and divides us. All crumbs are good. Which one will put them back together? Terror, misery, or disgust? Let us sleep, my brothers. The inexplicable chapter has become incomprehensible. Giants pass by, exhaling fearsome moans, giant moans, moans like those which the dawn would like to heave forth, the dawn that can no longer complain, since the time, my brothers, since the time. The diamond that he did not give you because he was at the end of his life. He no longer knew music. He could no longer hurl it into the air. He had lost the illusion of sunlight. He no longer saw the stone of your nudity, the setting of this ring turned toward you. From the arabesque that closed the places of drunkenness, the tender brambles, the skeleton of your thumb, and all those foreshadowing signs of the animal conflagration that would devour in a flash of backfire your St. Clair grace. In the places of drunkenness, the gusty gale of palm trees and black wine rages. The perforated figures of the judgment of yesterday save up over a period of days their ajar hours. Are you certain, heroin with the sense of a beacon, of having vanquished mercy and shadow? Those two scrub woman sisters, let's take them by the throat. They are not pretty. And for what we want to do with it, the world will separate itself soon enough from their mane, combing out incense on the shores of fountains. Thank you. I'll just read one more from here. To return to a city of velvet and porcelain, the windows will be vases where the flowers which have abandoned the earth will shine what light there is. To see the silence, to kiss its lips, and the rooftops of the city will be beautiful, sad birds with skeletal wings. To no longer love anything but tenderness and immobility with an eye of plaster, with a brow of mother of pearl, with a missing eye, with a living brow, with hands which, never closing, hold everything on their scales, the most accurate in the world, unshakable, always exact. The heart of man will no longer blush. It will no longer give itself away. I return from myself, from all eternity. Thank you. So I also spent a lot of time translating the poetry of Jean Sénac, who was he was the son of an Algerian woman and a French soldier. And the soldier abandoned the mother and child, and Sénac was very bitter all his life about his childhood because of the obvious reasons. And Sénac, a certain air of tragedy followed Sénac throughout his life. He, like the Algerian poet Yassine that we read earlier, he fought in the war for Algerian independence. But after the new government, the new Islamist government was installed, they issued a fatwa against him for his homosexuality, and he was murdered in 1972. So I'm just going to read two poems from here. This made the cover of American Poetry Review. I'm very proud of that. It's Thank you. This poem is called Guitars. Solemn and blazing, like a great empty ode, I bivouac where the dogs are getting sheared. My father waits for me there. The bad guys have crowned us with raw matter. From the height of their black brow, 28 saints warned me. The kings of Notre Dame are the same age as my life. but I'm lost, soul. Let's run away. The cold, like love, damns me to hell, spellbinds me. Immense mercy sleeps beneath the wool. Don't touch the heart that rakes its wild embers. Keep waiting, like I'm waiting for my father. My mother told me he lives under the springtime. My mother told me, as I always say, knock wood. I carry a green apple tree in my heart. I cut my gums with the gravel of his name. Tuesday will start with seawater, misery with my oaths. The gypsies will come to stitch up my vertebrae. In Spain, death is burning the saffron. Thank you. And this poem is called Prayer. I have only a distant memory of day. This eel wrapped around my vertebrae, which never stopped bleeding. Of the triumphal visage, I know only the thought bubble and the lard pomade. Of the sun's pantomime, I know only neon. At this hour, hanging between God and the rocks, water rivers the streets, but in the soul, the coffin foams up. And I cry to the Lord to X out the steely swords, rip up the bedsheets Veronique bit through, sculpt angel bodies under shirts of passers-by. I know of love only a single word, my name, Lord, my larval name. Grant me the peace of growing tall among men and possessing a beauty like no one else's. And if the night is my pathway, let it lead to truth. Between the wolf and the hound, the cold gives its blessing. Thank you. So I've been permitted to read some poems from my new book. which I'm very proud of. This is actually one of my paintings on the cover. let's see. I'm going to read, you know, this is a wild poem, but I'm going to read it anyway. It's called it's called American Faggot. And this is a word that I'm trying to reclaim the power of as a gay man. It's one of those words that I can say, but you probably can't say it. So here we go. Isn't it a good look for a dame with a dick shorter than some recorded clitorises? Though she sometimes looks good enough to let her eat a little from all that American sausage. Melting pot of sausages with Mexican and Canadian sausages porking in from above and below. Hallelujah. I was born an American faggot. What they don't eat, I do. Though I had no deep, wet mouth, Lord knows, until I was pushing 40. Will my head still matter with cock inside it? What they won't touch, I will. There's always some guy who'd rather hack it off. His non-expressive eyes haunt me. Then some stare me down with their dick. I'll take it over aggression to be bruised or wear bruises proudly. I only reply to the trash in my bin, and I've seen computers become total weapons. An umbrella twirls upside down in this number. I'm driven through the neon city avenues at night. I wear sunglasses shaped like balls and just as hairy. Light all the gas lights, here I come, a chubby Andy Warhol who never left Pittsburgh. I'm in love with John Wieners, spread it around. I made out with a bearded Craigslist hookup in front of a pizza shop, waiting for our order to come up. Something more to feed my mouth that kisses and speaks and eats and tastes and licks and sucks out of order. Could never love you in the open without fear of stabbing. I'm an American faggot, friend to the dirty kid when I smoke 20 packs a day. Yes, I'm a fool, email you my nude pics for just a come on. Sign my name where you tell me, thereby endorsing your slander forever. Forever is heart race, is pulse. I will not be a screen for your projections anymore. Cue the synths, the light machine, the strings, and the fog. Let the warm, queer light at last fill my warm, queer eyes, bone lonely for everything, a born countertext loose in my usages. Thank you. Okay, this next poem begins with a reference to a famous Ezra Pound poem, the one that goes, I have detested you too long, Walt Whitman. So I played with that a little bit. It's called Downtown. I have hated you for too long, Frank Sinatra. Mainly because my father hated you. You and he shared a first name and nothing else. Successes eluded his throat constriction. I have refused to hear your wooden timbre. Now I wonder if it's better to sound heartless as only you could sound. Then go round everywhere, leaking. I need to stop being such a wreck. So, Frank, you and me now? Sing to me that great old American song about cruising that I have only heard female singers sing. I will try to absorb some of your nonchalance. Thank you. So this is one of the poems that I've been reading at the Nasty Women anti-Trump readings that have been going on in Pittsburgh. Let me just say, I'm horrified by everything that Trump is doing, but particularly when I hear about locking up Mexican children in internment camps. I'm disgusted to be part of a nation that's doing something like that. I mean, Mexican people are beautiful people. They're not boogeymen. It's just like the Arab boogeymen that people seem to need to, white people seem to need to believe in order to keep their whiteness intact. And I'm just appalled. I wish there was a way of stopping Donald Trump. This poem is called How Can We Come Together? He's an Arab student with calm, intelligent eyes. I start a conversation in the waiting room at Catholic Charities. We are both applying for help with our electric bills. Early December 2016. We wear tags that say visitor. I don't ask where he's from. He's handsome, bearded, bespectacled. I think about sucking his chestnut brown cock in the hallway men's room with no lock, while the nice lady bureaucrats with tuckered eyes duplicate forms and process applications. I make him laugh, saying I don't want to end up in visitor jail for losing my tag or filing my application wrong. He's nervous about the process. I want him to know I see him here in this downtown Pittsburgh sea, foreign to him, and in some ways me too. A handsome man like him, my only home, always. I'm done with crazy white guys. Yeah, right, I'll never be done with that. Just when I want to be alone with him, an old white man comes in, taking one seat, then slumping on to a different one, muttering stage-whispered curses, fuck and shit, and it's all a waste of time. He frowns at us with hanging jowls. Is it just that I'm seeing Donald Trump everywhere? Surly, entitled, interrupting. The guy half removes a shoe, fills the waiting room with sock stench. Does this follow you? My Arab asks, in a bad way. I try to reassure him, though I'm not sure myself, if he's talking about coming here asking for charity or the old man, our new common enemy. Thank you. It wouldn't be a book of my poems without blowjobs in it. So, so in keeping with the French theme, I want to read a poem that is partly about a documentary that Jean Vigo, the legendary French filmmaker Jean Vigo, made about a champion Olympic swimmer in the early 1930s. It's called Scratches to the Negative. Jean Tari is a beautiful man, champion Olympic swimmer. He raced the Paris Seine 4 times and won. In Vigo's trick photography, see him dive backwards out of the pool, his Brillo hair flecked with dots, scratches to the negative, falling like darts through wheels of whiteout bubbles. I was never much of a swimmer, but my orgasm was like those aqueous, emulsified fireworks at 15, when I thrust against the pool, the school pool, what a blowjob might be like. See what I mean about the blowjobs? I glanced away from my classmates, not caring if they saw. Virginity in the American Midwest made me hopeless, spawning where I could. Everything underwater is nether body. Tari's pouched swimsuit saying bonjour to the camera spirals away and back. Nothing ages or saddens or seems to stain or stay. Tari nearly breathes cross-legged on the bottom of his wordless realm. Now I am older, no longer virginal, still hardly wiser or less reckless. The last poem that I'm going to, thank you. The last poem that I'm going to read tonight is about a very great poet named Etheridge Knight, who I'm not sure a lot of people read him anymore, but he was really one of the great poets of the 20th century. And unfortunately, I think, marginalized a lot within the poetry community because he spent most of his adult life in prison. And that was where he learned to write. And this poem is called Etheridge Night. He was the first poet I ever saw read at a Pitt Writers' Conference. Tall and thin, soft-spoken, he wore a beautiful gray and purple jacket and opened by singing Willow Weep for Me a cappella, while night's blue croon rippled over our seated heads. I felt sadness, loneliness, as Frank O'Hara might have said, all the Nesses, like river otters, with their drooping whiskers, their noses kept above water. Bend your branches down. I also felt joy. So this was how to survive the blues, by singing them. My teacher, Ed Ochester, beamed. So none will find me. I looked again and saw us all sitting in cells on some lonesome block, locked in ourselves, receiving the holy sound of a man who couldn't stifle his soul any longer, had to give his gift. Gone, my lovely dreams. Brother Etheridge Knight, a free man, stood before us, unsubmerging his right to speak from life's uptight silence and indifference. Thank you.